Okay, so first things first, we must thank our hosts, Mark and Bila. I said that, Mark and Dina. Mark and Dina.
We knew.
Thank you so much. It's really incredible. Thank you for opening up your home to this group of great guys. Okay, so just to wrap up.
We should keep growing.
So we are getting ourselves ready. This is an opportunity to really prepare for the holiday that's upcoming. So in the source sheet, it references and gives us an idea that this is a holiday that really dates back to the beginning of time. So the reference in the source sheet was talking about the fact that the second verse talks about the world being in a state of darkness. There was that there was a darkness. But then it says in the Torah that God created light. God created light. And the question is, what's the nature of that light? Is it just like the light bulb here that's illuminating the room? Or is there something more to this light? So Adam is created halfway through Friday. Friday afternoon, Adam is created. 12 hours of Friday goes into the Sabbath. And there's 24 hours of Sabbath. But then Adam and Eve, they sin and they're expelled from the Garden of Eden. So there's 36 hours of where Adam had access to the light. Now, what did he do with this light? What was the nature of this light? So it was much greater. It's called the Or HaGanuz. It's the hidden light. What does that mean? So the Torah describes the situation even before Eve is created, that Adam is there by himself, and God brings him each of the animals, and Adam connects to the animals, say it like that, and then he names each animal with the Hebrew name. And the idea of that naming is that Adam was able to see into the essence of what each animal was, and that each name that he gave represented the essence of that thing, because he had access to this light. It says that man, before he sinned, Adam, was able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. What does that mean? He was able to see the essence of everything. And then Adam and Eve, they sin, and they're expelled, and this light is hidden. And the rabbis teach us that hidden light is, we have access to it. There are special people in each generation that have the ability to access that light. We've come across, there are certain special people that have access to that, which means that they're able to see the essence of what things are. 36 hours, Adam had access to that light. What's 36?
Double five.
Double five.
Okay, that's good. Wow. And there's also, this holiday, there are 8 nights. We light the candle, 1, then 2, then 3, etc. 36 candles. Okay, because what the essence of Hanukkah is it gives us a taste of accessing that hidden light. So what is this all about? So we just studied the idea of the Greeks taking things and kind of defiling. What they did was, one of the things that they did actually is, and we have a holiday after, a fast after Hanukkah, is that they ordained that they had to translate the Torah into Greek. And that's, we have a fast day because of that. It was a horrible thing that occurred, because what it did was, it actually watered down the Torah. Because just like Adam took each animal and he had access to the hidden light and was able to see the essence of things, the Torah in Hebrew is so deep, and each word has the ability to give us the essence of what this world is about. And that the Greeks came, and when they defiled our temple, and they what they were trying to do is take away that depth, the hidden light, the ability to access the essence of things. They cheapened the whole thing. They say that the Torah, when it was translated into Greek, is like beforehand, in its Hebrew, is a lion out in the jungle, is a lion. After it was translated, it was like a lion in a cage. It's no longer the king of the jungle. It's nothing. It's been denuded. It's been neutered. Because that's what Torah can be, and that's what the Greeks then took it and destroyed it. They defiled it. And what Hanukkah is there to remind us is that there's this incredible depth that is what Torah can be when it's in its light, in its full lights. And that's what Hanukkah we're supposed to come and try to access. We're trying to access that incredible light that is there for us to access if we can get there. So I was looking at one of the Sfarim, the Maori Naim, the Chernobyler, and he pointed out something, and this is not what he was trying to say, but it hit me, and kind of make reference to this earlier, is what did they find when the Maccabees come into the temple? They find one jug. Why couldn't they have found 10 jugs, 5 jugs, 1 jug? It's symbolic, this idea that we believe the idea of oneness is important because it shows us the idea of the unity, that one thing can have so much potential and power that it was symbolic of every Jew, right? One. God created one man to show us that the whole world was created for one person. There's one jug after all said and done. And from that one place, that one jug, everything can be rebuilt again. It's like when where's Mike, right? We went to Yad Vashem, right? Terrible destruction, and then we experience what it means that there's a vibrant rebuilding that's occurring. So that's the story of the Jewish people, but it's the idea that, unfortunately, we live in a time where the Greeks really have won. We live in a place, it's crazy. Think about the world where you can look at someone. And right there, you can just, okay, look at this guy. And with one short term, you can make him into just nothing. You can, you know, this person's, you know, color of their skin, and now you've defined that person. You've taken away this world, and you've made into this smallness. That's Greece. And what should be, what the Jewish people, what the Torah teaches us, is that there's such depth. That's the hidden light. There's such depth to each individual. When we walk down the street, when we interact with people, we have to counter the darkness of the world that we live in today. We label everybody. We cheapen everybody. It's crazy. And that's the Greek way, based on what we just studied. And what Hanukkah is coming to teach us, the light is to show the incredible depth that there is to each person. How important each person is. And then when we're able to bring this out, to bring that hidden light and see the essence of things, then we're victorious over the Greeks. I was just telling the guys that there are two holidays that the rabbis tell us that will, even when the Messiah comes, we still will celebrate. Purim and Hanukkah. Those are the two holidays, actually, that are not biblical. The Torah doesn't tell us about Purim and Hanukkah. The rabbis saw that there was something special in the victory that the Jews had at the time of Purim, and at this victory that we're about to celebrate of Hanukkah. Because each one has a special thing, but here, this is so important that we have to remember the message that there is a hidden light, that there's a hidden depth to every human being, and that we have to stop, and we have to go against the culture of that we live in, and then bring that hidden light back to where it's supposed to be. And so, God willing, as we come to Hanukkah, there's no question that there's an incredible, we're shaking the upper worlds by coming together. Everybody asks me, what is so special about these trips? And I say, it's that we break down the walls, and a Jew is a Jew. We don't look at labels, you're this type of Jew. No, we're just fellow Jews, we're brothers. Because that's the collective Jewish soul. We're breaking down those walls. And when we're able to break down those walls, we'll be able to bring light to the world. And so the takeaway is bring light to the world. That's the blessing.
Bring light to the world.